From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Well, our connection this hour is made on Move-In Day. This week, thousands of students are moving in to their college campuses. Many will eventually graduate, and they'll have to decide where do they want to pursue a career. In the trades, young workers are also looking at their options. A lot of young people are looking at their options. Who is hiring? Can they be self-employed? Is living in the Rochester region affordable? Is it fun? Is it enjoyable? Is it an attractive option for someone who is 19 or 22 or 27 or whatever? A new initiative is offering college and trade school grads a $4,000 incentive, a year-long program designed to connect them with each other and with career opportunities located here. In short, the program is designed to make sure they stay here. It's called the Retain Incentive Program. The Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce, along with an organization called Campus Rock, are hoping to attract more people to our region and to keep them here. They're planning an upcoming Rock Exploration Weekend in a couple of weekends. The goal there is to highlight why young professionals would choose the Rochester area when there are other options. And they believe there's a long list of reasons that people would want to move here or stay here if they only knew what is available. So let's talk about how this program is going to work and really, what's going to keep more people here in our area? Welcome to Andrea Tuttle, a talent strategy manager for Campus Rock. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell people what Campus Rock is.
So Campus Rock is a fantastic organization out of Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. And our sole focus is keeping young, talented professionals in the Greater Rochester region after they graduate. So we offer great community building, networking opportunities, and do everything we can to help people grow their roots and stay here. And explore Rochester itself as a place to live, work, and play.
I'm very eager to learn about what you're hearing from young people. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Here as well, Maria Richard is with us, Director of Career Services at RIT. Thank you for being here, Maria.
Thank you.
Welcome to Barb Egenhofer, who is Director of Talent Strategy for the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. Welcome. Thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
And welcome to Waleed Nadim. He is an international student originally from Pakistan who studied at the University of Rochester. Tell people where you're working now.
Yeah, I work at Solar Technology Partners now.
How are you doing with it? How are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's really interesting and really fun. You get to learn every single day because you work with different clients. I primarily work with Paychex, which is a big company in the Rochester area. So I've been learning a lot and enjoying ever since I joined.
I mean, when you were growing up, you for sure thought you'd be living in Rochester, right? That's kind of was all probably since 5 years old.
No, I don't think I even knew about Rochester back in the day.
We're going to talk to Waleed about what has incentivized him to stay here. And that's really what this is about. I mean, Andrea, I think that there is sometimes a cynicism that people have. I always love when friends or relatives who are not from this area visit and they go, oh my gosh, we had this great weekend or this great week. And then they list off these things that they do. And then you go, huh, I don't think I've done that in years. Or, you know, it's easy to kind of get hardened or into kind of a cynical routine. So I do want to start with this sunny question of how optimistic you are that this region can attract and retain people.
That's a really great question. So I totally agree with you where I think there's this experience here where folks live here and don't really realize how much Rochester has to offer. Rochester has many big city amenities, but it gives you that smaller city experience, which is truly fantastic. So I have a large belief that we're going to be able to keep more young people here. I think the key is getting them to experience where they live and leave their college campuses and their school campuses, right? So I'm not saying they shouldn't ever be on their campus, of course. I've got a background in higher education, and I totally believe in that. But I think there's something to be said for experiencing the culture and the community of which you live in that's going to allow you to set those roots and really see Rochester as a fabulous place to stay.
No, that's actually really interesting. I went to Ohio University. I loved my time there. The campus was so great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The campus was so great that I almost never was outside of
it. It's stunning, truly.
Yeah. And so I take Andrea's point that it can be a process of convincing students you're loving your college experience in the Rochester area, but let's get you to see what else is off campus in case in your adult life, you know, your post-college life, this is going to be what you're looking for. So I think
it's
smart. Can you do it, Maria? Can you get students off campus?
Absolutely, we can get students off campus. RIT's program, co-op program, allows our students. RIT co-op's program allow our students to do exactly what Andrea just said. Try it. Students can work in the Rochester area for some of our big companies such as L3Harris for anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And that truly gets them to connect to Rochester and understand what this community has to offer.
Well, I mean, I think that's a great start. I don't know, Barb, I'm probably too old now to know what a 20-year-old thinks is cool or interesting, but I do think that it's important to check our cynicism sometimes and maybe be a little bit more appreciative of where we live, because I think I often hear from the people who don't live here how good we have it. What do you hear?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thankful to have a couple of those 20-somethings in my house that keep me current. So I appreciate them for that. And, you know, I think getting back to Andrea's point, we've seen a lot of people that have come into the region that are coming here for all sorts of reasons. It's all of the amenities that the community offers, but it's also the ability to, you know, we've got a lot of water, right, which people are leaving a lot of drier states. We are seeing a lot of relocations for rights that they're afraid that they're going to lose. People are finding this area to be much more affordable, so they can buy a house here where they haven't been able to buy a house in the past. So there's all sorts of reasons that I believe people are coming here and finding that Rochester truly is a great place to, like, grow your roots and is very relevant.
Let me follow this point with Barb, and this is not to make things political. This is not a political conversation. But part of what you are describing is, you know, when young people feel like they're going to be able to live the life that they want to, that their rights will be protected, that they'll have these opportunities. You know, I listened to Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in a podcast interview recently in which she said that a lot of what guides policymaking for her office, and she said this is also true among some of the Republicans she works with in Michigan state government, is they literally intentionally sit down and ask, is a college graduate going to look at this and say, I'm more likely or less likely to want to live there? This makes me more or less likely to want to move there. And that's an interesting framing. I haven't thought about that very often. I wonder if more policymakers are. I think it's a wise way to think about, you know, setting policy, setting a vision for a region. What do you think?
Absolutely. And we saw this very strongly in our Greater Rock Relocate program, which is another program that we run under our talent strategy. And when we interviewed people from all over the country, people came in and applied from every single state, including Hawaii and Alaska. And one of the main reasons they wanted to come here is some of those things that I mentioned, the affordability, just having the seasons, believe it or not, being able to have their rights preserved. So we had a very strong showing of LGBTQ plus that applied because they're worried about you know, what might happen in the future. So again, not to make it political.
Sure.
We don't want to do that. I definitely don't want to do that. But I think it's really important for us to consider. And I do believe that students are taking a look at the bigger picture these days. I mean, they're smart and they're aware and they're connected and they're very much in tune to what's going on globally, I think more than ever before. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know, Barb. Four seasons, yes, I love that. But I feel like I could get over not having four seasons if I was living in Hawaii, and you're making the claim that someone from Hawaii applied to come here?
Yes, we had people from Hawaii, and interesting, we had a number of movers that actually accepted the offer and have come here from Texas, Florida, California, so you know that the data doesn't lie, right?
Now, that's the Relocate program. We've talked about that here. I want to talk about Retain, and then we're going to talk about Waleed's experience here. Andrea, how would you describe, maybe the mission of Retain and how it's going to work here?
Absolutely. So Retain is a really exciting program that we've recently taken over in our office. And the whole purpose of Retain is to bring on a cohort of early career professionals who are working in Monroe County and provide them with opportunities to grow and flourish as professionals. So that's going to include networking, professional development type work, as well as opportunities to get really involved and invested in the community. So think volunteering, going out and about to hockey games, taking them to Rock Holiday Village, right? And really experiencing what Rochester has to offer. And at the end of this year of this structured personal and professional development in a cohort, which again allows them another opportunity to meet people, make connections, and make friends, and we know that matters with retention, Retain participants will receive $4,000 for completing the program. So it's truly a fabulous opportunity that we really want to get talent from all different takes in on. So we're looking for folks involved in the that have just recently graduated trade school, two-year school, or four-year school.
A $4,000 incentive upon completion.
Yes, upon completion.
And it's a check for $4K. That's it?
Yeah, $4K. So what you have to do, if you say you're in Retain, right? We're going to say you graduated. Maria's right here. So you graduated from RIT in August. Mm-hmm. You do the Retain program. You take advantage of these amazing networking and professional development opportunities and community building opportunities and mentoring. And if you take full advantage of that, at the end of that, I'm going to give you $4,000.
So help me with something here, because again, I want to stay in the spirit of suppressing cynicism. The cynical person would say, for all the young adults who thought about a gap year, thought about China moving on, how are you going to prevent them from saying, oh, I'm just going to do this for a year. I'll take the bag at the end, and then I'm out of here.
So that's the purpose of Retain, right? Everything we're doing is geared towards allowing them to further their roots. So that's always going to be a risk. And nothing we do is fully without risk. And so there's a certain amount of risk assessment and risk, you know, comfort that we're going to have here. But at the end of this, our goal is for them, even if they went into it with that attitude, to come out of it saying, you know, Rochester is amazing. And I want to stay here. We're screening folks as they enter the program, right? It's an application-based service. So we're going to give priority to folks who are working for minority and women-owned businesses. We're going to give priority to folks who are working in zip codes of economic distress. So we're really going to give priority there to Rochester-oriented folks. And the goal is then that money trickles down throughout the community and it can make a big impact.
I really appreciate the obvious honesty of that answer. There's always going to be people who will make different choices. You can't control where people go and live. But you're saying it's the risk worth taking, and you think that you can spend that year to convince them what we've all talked about. I mean, I moved here in 2003, moved in to a place of work where a lot of people told me, if you think you're going to leave in a few years, you're probably not. You're going to find out that you're going to want to stay.
Yeah.
And it's been 21 years.
Yeah.
And now I'm the guy who says that. Like, oh, so you think that this is a stop for you on the way up. Like, sorry, but this is the way up. This is the top. And this is where you're going to want to be. I'm that guy now. So, yeah, take that time and convince them. Bet on yourselves, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as a Rochester boomerang, I, you know, grew up here, moved away, and came back. I can truly speak to the value of being here the growth it can give you.
I'm going to come back to that boomerang story. I like that, Andrew. Barb, are you confident that the vast majority will complete this and will stay?
Absolutely. I believe, as our screening process that Andrea talked about, I think that's really important, right? That we're getting people that are interested, that are willing to commit. And, you know, we've got a great program outlined for these people. I mean, it's going to be very engaging. And, you know, the idea is that when you make those really strong connections, it's hard to leave them. So I feel really confident. I'm very grateful to our county, because it was a county initiative and we partnered with them, and then they have turned this over to us to administer. So I'm very, very grateful for them for this opportunity, and we're super excited about it. We've got a cohort of 25 that'll be starting in the fall, and, you know, look forward to talking about it next year about how successful it's been.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, it's relatively low risk operation. You can really track to see what the 25 do.
Yeah.
And if 20 of the 25 are here in 3-5 years, mm-hmm. you're really on to something. Mm-hmm. You know, if 22 of the 25 are living in another state, then maybe it's, you know, maybe it's not working as well as you think. Do you have all 25 right now, by the way?
I think we're really close.
We're close. So we are going to keep the application open through mid next week. So we still have the opportunity, if folks are listening, that they can still apply, but we are very close.
How do you apply?
So they can go to campusrock.org, and under the Explore dropdown, if you click on Retain, all of the instructions are right there, and it's very clear. But we are still open. The framework for who can apply are you need to be working in Monroe County at a company of 100 employees or less, and you need to be making $85,000 or less a year and have graduated within the last year from trade, two-year or four-year schools. So we're very open and really excited about this. And of course, folks can contact myself or Barb if they have questions about the program as well.
Well, Maria is the Director of Career Services at RIT. Is there does RIT track what percentage of your graduates campus-wide are staying in the Rochester area, staying in New York State?
Absolutely, we track. The class of 2023 that you're part of, we have 26.2% of our graduates that are right here in Rochester area. So we do track lots of amenities for our graduates to come back and collaborate. So all of our campus organizations, so if they have affiliation, they can come back and be a part of it. And one of the interesting facts is our graduates are so loyal to RIT, wouldn't you say?
Incredibly loyal.
When you look at one of our career fairs, which is coming up within 2 weeks, I would say we have 700 reps and about 300 of them will be RIT alumni. So they're dedicated. They go into their organizations and they come back. So, yeah, we do track them. And I love that about our alums.
Do you think that this program is, I mean, you're already seeing a lot of, as you say, loyalty.
Yeah.
And by the way, I see that every April, you know, when I'm on campus for Imagine and you meet people at the Futurist Symposium, there are RIT grads who are, you know, working around the country, around the world. But they come back for these kind of programs,
absolutely,
even if they're not in Rochester anymore. But a lot of them still are in Rochester. Mm-hmm. Do you need something like this to keep more? Or do you think it's worth it?
So I'll give you my first reaction when I saw this email last year from Barb when she sent it out. And I looked at it and I thought, this is amazing. Because I know it doesn't sound like it's a lot of money, but I feel for the opportunity, the networking opportunity. Our daughter graduated a couple years ago and moved to the Philadelphia area, and there was absolutely no support system. So for someone who has decided to make Rochester their home, I truly believe the value of the networking. So I was extremely excited about this program last year. I'm even more excited this year because Andrea talked about all the different opportunities that the fresh grads will have. So even if it's just let's get together for coffee or just somebody to join the gym with, I think that this is incredible.
Well, Waleed Nadim, you graduated 2023?
Yep.
Yeah. With a degree of what from where?
I had double degrees in business information systems and digital media studies from the University of Rochester.
Okay. And you grew up, let's see here. So take me back a little bit to your childhood and what put you on a path to Rochester.
Sure. So I grew up in Lahore, Pakistan. I stayed in that city my entire high school, my middle school, my primary. I was there the whole time. And then from my high school, I came to the University of Rochester. I founded the University of Rochester through some alumni who were here. Plus, it's just a great school, and it has a good international standing out there. So I was able to learn about it, and I was able to come here on a full scholarship, and that led me to coming to Rochester.
Now, Lahore is how big of a city?
It's one of the biggest cities in the world, probably like 20 or 30 in the world.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's in the millions of people, right?
It's in a lot of millions, probably 20 million.
Okay. So it's a lot like Rochester. I mean, this is a city, I guess, to you. Does this feel like a small city?
No. I think, as everybody else has been talking about, it has all the things of a small city, but also a big city. Like, you feel the both sides. Like, you can go anywhere. There's an airport around here. There's a lot of people that live around here. Like, 1 million people in the U.S. is a lot of people. If you're considering, like, different cities, it's a pretty big city. And it does not feel very small in any shape or form.
What is the difference in transportation here? How much public transportation did you grow up with?
There's public transportation in Pakistan, but it's definitely not up to mark when it comes to like the New York City metro or some other more developed countries. It's there, but it's not that great either there.
Were you surprised at how the public transportation here, I mean, we're very car-centric. Mm-hmm. It's car-centric. Was that a surprise to you?
Yes, it definitely was. Because my perception of like US was either like San Francisco or the New York City area. So I was expecting a lot more when I came to the U.S. and especially Rochester. And when I was in college, I don't think the students at University of Rochester are as aware of the public transportation in Rochester as it is existing out in the actual Greater Rochester area.
This is going to make me sound like an advocate. I don't mean to. I want to ask all of our panelists this, and maybe this isn't as much of an issue as it feels like it is to me. But when you look at a big, I think, generational change, the day I turned 16, I was trying to get a license, and it was a big deal, and I got absolutely mistreated by this. I didn't pass the test, is what happened. I had to go a whole summer without it when I was 16. I went over a double yellow line. You know, I felt like I was entrapped. But that was a big deal to me right away. And now I meet a ton of 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds. Are you thinking about getting a license? And it's kind of like, nah, eh. Mm-hmm. That's anecdotal. I think there's data that backs up this change. And, you know, as an international student, you know, international students are much more accustomed to robust public transit systems just about everywhere you go that isn't here. So it's my assumption, but maybe this is wrong, that it would be easier to say, well, I want to stay because I don't have to buy a car, and I'm in a city that it's pretty easy to get around. Would that make it easier, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. And I believe a lot of my friends would say the same thing. Like, they don't really want to have a license. They're not really as accustomed to getting a car and walking. They would prefer walkable cities, or like having cities that have like a lot more public transport. So I definitely agree with that sentiment that you're mentioning.
Okay. Well, let me go around the table. I mean, Barb, are we overstating it, or what do you think?
Well, honestly, it's been the biggest barrier that we have to get our students downtown. It's tough. When we have events, it's one of the things that we struggle with the most. So how do we connect with the campuses? How do we get students downtown? Because the transportation is, you know, it's not prevalent, and especially when you get further out, right? So the further out you get, the harder it is. So, you know, we partner very closely with schools like RIT that does a wonderful job of busing their students to events. Same with U of R. They have lots of transportation. And then some of the other colleges that are closer by, right, the St. John Fishers, the Nazareth, like, they will supply transportation as well. But for some of our events, we have either had to do the transportation ourselves and pay for it, right, and with school buses and things to get students down. Or many times we do Uber vouchers and we give them to students. So if you come down to our event, we will give you an Uber voucher to make sure that you're not, you know, stuck. So it is, like I said, it is our biggest challenge to get students, you know, off campus and into the city.
What do you think, Andrea?
So I totally agree. And this is something that I've seen in this current role a lot as a barrier, where transportation is probably the biggest barrier of getting students to our events, like Barb said, and it's that lack of an ability to get there. And we do have the Uber voucher system. So if a student contacts us beforehand to they want to attend one of our events, we will do an Uber voucher. But we definitely really value those local campus community partnerships. And then we're also working with RTS a bit on, we're hoping to put together in the next year a media guide to increase literacy of how college students can utilize RTS. You know, they have this great on-demand service that a lot of folks don't necessarily know about or how to utilize. But I can also speak from my years of working at RIT that I regularly had that be a barrier for students who would say, hey, I have this interview, or I want to go do this really fun thing, or I want to go to a Red Wings game, but I don't know how to drive.
It's like, how am I getting there? Yeah.
I think there's a lot of ways to address that. I think there's, you know, one great spot that a lot of people, you know, have said before me is the idea of, like, if local colleges could start driver's ed programs throughout their programming, right? Wow. I know that's something that could be really beneficial, and I know that's something we used to talk about a lot at RIT of, like, how does that happen? But transportation is a great barrier. One of the ways, though, I will say that Campus Rock works to overcome that is if any student has an interview in Rochester and they don't have transportation to or from that interview, we will also provide an Uber voucher before that, because there's no reason, if we want to keep people here, that we should be allowing barriers to exist to prevent them from getting that employment that's going to keep them here. So again, they just have to contact me ahead of time, and that's something that we can do.
Maria, how do you see this one?
It's the same. And speaking from a perspective of potential parents, when they're dropping off their children, just going back to, they're not really getting the driver's license. And we make a huge pitch for that.
I'm not crazy, right?
Right. No, you're absolutely not.
No, you're totally on point.
Okay. You are right on track. And that's one of the things that I say to parents. If your child wants to stay in Rochester and do a co-op, they absolutely have to have a car. And we preach it during orientation, and we touch base with the students at the end of first year or second year. And we see that a lot with our international students when they come in. So, no, you're not crazy. It is, I wish, if I had a magic wand, I really wish we had a better transportation system in Rochester. Just for the mere fact that if someone wanted to just try out a new restaurant, if they were able to get on the bus at RIT, and I don't want it to take them 2 hours to get to that restaurant.
Right.
If there could be some sort of straight shot that'll take them right downtown and then take them back to campus at a decent time. That's my magic wand that I wish for. And Andrea, I am so happy to hear about the interview, because I will be taking you up on that. Is there information I can put on my website for that? Sorry.
I'll get it to you. Okay. I know where to find you.
Thank you.
After we take our only break, we got to talk about some events coming up, in a couple weekends from now, I think.
Yeah.
There's some. So we're going to talk about that coming up here. I want to talk to Waleed about getting a job, and really Waleed's idea of how long you might stay here. You know, I mean, growing up in Pakistan and now as a young professional, is there enough here to keep Waleed here? That's a story I want to hear. I want to talk to Andrea Tuttle about the boomerangs out there. Listeners, if you're a boomerang, I want to hear your story. If you're someone who kind of grew up here and maybe you went elsewhere, did you go to school elsewhere? Did you take a first job somewhere else? And did you come back home? I would love to hear that story as well. What keeps people here? What keeps young professionals here? What do they want? And does our community have it? We're talking about that with our guest this hour, Andrea Tuttle, Talent Strategy Manager for Campus Rock. Barb Eganhofer is Director of Talent Strategy for the Chamber, the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. Maria Richard is Director of Career Services at RIT. Waleed Nadim is telling us his story as an international student and now a young professional working and living in Rochester. We'll come right back after this, our only break of the hour. I'm Evan Dawson. Thursday on The Next Connections, we sit down with the great Kirsten Piper Brown. You might have heard her on WXXI Classical 91.5. Her career has really taken off. We have known her talent for so long, and Rochester is proud to claim Kirsten Piper Brown. You're going to hear about her meteoric rise in opera and elsewhere on Thursday. This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Here comes the email validating my suspicion about cars. Dina says, our 22-year-old daughter will never choose to live in Rochester for one reason only. She cannot get around without a car. I realize this is likely outside the purview of your topic, but there it is. Dina, this is the topic. We want to know, what do young professionals want and need? That's exactly what this program's about. That's a lot of what the groups like the Chamber and Campus Rock, they want to know. And so Dina goes on to say, our daughter just graduated from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, plans to stay there. Edinburgh is very walkable, and the bus system works very well. The buses go everywhere. You never wait more than 5 or 10 minutes. And there's a maximum daily fare if you are not using a monthly pass. This incentivizes people to use it, and they do. Their buses are also the double-decker sort, which makes the entrance at street level, making it incredibly easy for wheelchair users to get on and off. We love Rochester, but we grew up with cars, and the lack of real public transportation doesn't bother us that much. But the young people we know really don't want to drive. That's from Dina. Dina, that is exactly what our panel's been talking about. And they can't control everything when it comes to public transport. They can work within that system. They're trying to be creative. And it sounds like, as you heard Andrea and others mention, they are being as creative as they can be, right? Within
Absolutely.
An existing system. You know, there's only so much you can do. But maybe there is a future that will be more publicly transported, Dina. And that would certainly help here. I want to talk about what Waleed's decision making is going to be going forward here. And I'm not asking you to commit for 10 or 20 years here. Got a long life to live. But, you know, if you never expected that you'd be working and living in Rochester when you were younger, here you are now. How is work going for you? Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, work is great. As I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of learning. There's a lot of companies that are working in really cool technologies. And that's somebody who is in the technology field right now. That's like the most important thing for me, is to keep learning and growing as an individual so I can be a highly productive individual, so I can come in and either start my own thing or bring these companies to the next level. And that's the goal, is until I can make sure that I am working towards that goal, I'm happy to be around in Rochester.
Does Rochester have a reputation? When you talk to friends back home and they want to know what the job base is like, what, you know, sort of what the energy is like for employment, what do you talk about? What do you tell them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Rochester is mostly known for its medicine field. And also now it's there's a little bit more about the technical field. I think there's a lot of new companies that are growing in Rochester, like the Foundry, that have come up in the recent years. And I think that's also started to create a name for itself. So those are the two things that I've heard more in my conversation with my friends.
Quick aside here, how much do you think about AI affecting your employment in the future?
I think AI is going to be a tool in terms of like helping like people like myself to be more productive and do even more than what we are able to achieve right now.
So you think we've all freaked out too much over this?
I think for the most part, I don't think it's going to take away a lot of jobs. If it will, it will actually create more jobs. And what we need to do is establish ourselves and situate ourselves in a way that we can use the AI and be pioneers in terms of like creating jobs for others while using AI.
You know what gives me so much comfort here? I completely disagree with you, but you're so much smart. But you are so much smarter than me, and you are so much better plugged into the tech world. So I should probably temper my disagreement and listen. And that gives me a lot of comfort. I am very hopeful. You sound like you're not concerned that AI is just going to, you know, sort of sponge up all future employment then.
Yeah, I don't believe so at all, because I'm also just joined an AI lab, like a human-computer interaction lab at UFR. There's a project that they're working towards in the medicine field to train doctors in terms of paediatric care, having those really hard conversations to train doctors to be able to have those doctor-patient conversations effectively. And from my learning and my understanding of the work done being done in the AI field, it seems like it's going to take us to the next level to try to solve even bigger problems that we face right now that we are not able to get to. So I think it will change how we work. It will change my employment, for example. But I think in the grand scheme of things, it will give us more free time to work on things that we're more passionate about and we're looking forward to fixing and doing.
So you will stay in Rochester if what? How long? I mean, again, can't predict the future, but generally when you think about the future, mm-hmm. what is going to convince you to stay here longer or permanently?
I think for somebody like me, I really need to be involved in the community itself. I think it's really important that I am having a positive impact in the community. So if I have the opportunities in Rochester to keep growing, to have an impact in the community, to positively impact and mentor other people, and create a community of problem solvers in Rochester. That's personally my goal. And to keep me here, I would need good opportunities, growing companies, and employment opportunities to keep feeding into the hunger that I have to do something with my life. So that's what I am looking for.
So far, so good?
Yeah, so far, awesome. I think there's a lot of opportunities in the Rochester region. It's a little bit more hidden, I think, compared to how it's perceived. There's a lot of opportunities. And there's people like the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce that are working towards creating more opportunities and presenting it to students like myself that are hungry for doing more, that are very passionate about creating a change and bringing the next generation forward. So far, so good. And I've seen those opportunities. I'm working at Solu Technology Partners with Paychex. And recently, I'm starting working at a lab for some AI work. So it's all out there. You just have to be very proactive and try to find those things and situate yourself in a way that you have the skills to be able to productively impact.
Willie, do you think students your age international students or domestic students here, the incentive program we've been talking about, Retain, is that going to make a difference in terms of the mindset for some students who can access it?
Yeah, I think the Retain program is awesome, because if I had that program, I would love it, because first thing first, the $4,000, I think that would help situate anybody with their startup costs, because there's a lot of startup costs that the student needs to recoup. They don't have that money to give to their first housing, or generally, like, there's a lot of startup costs that needs to be covered, and those $4,000 can really help benefit anyone who does the program. Secondly, those opportunities for professional development, those are huge. I think I would also love to be part of those professional development opportunities, because it's really important to have a community wherever you are. So being in Rochester, having a sense of community, sense of like being able to talk to like-minded people who are also trying to do this similar things or even more, I think that motivates you and make you feel a sense of belonging to the region. And I think that's something that will take the region itself to a new level once we have all these people who are interconnected.
It sounds to me like a big part of your decision-making going forward will be employment-based, of course. Outside of the job aspect, how is it living here? I mean, do you find enough to keep you occupied, interested, entertained? How is it?
Yeah, I think Rochester gets a little bit of a bad rep in terms of that. But after college, after living here for almost a year and a little bit more, I've realized there's a lot to do around here. It's a little bit scattered throughout the region. So students might not even know that, because they're, as we've talked about, restricted due to the public transportation going to certain areas. But then there's so much more out there. Like recently I discovered the Fairport Canal area, and I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
And how did I not know about this the 4 years I was in college? And I wouldn't have known if I had left the area, right? And then nobody would have told me. So I think there's a lot of things to do. There's like all the different opportunities in terms of, like, if you like bowling, there's bowling. If you like movies, there's a lot of movie theaters out there. If you like escape rooms, that's available too. If you like the nightlife, there's certain places you can go there as well. And now if you're into Topgolf is also coming to Rochester. So there's a lot that is happening and a lot that there is. And I think it's just you have to do a little bit more due diligence in terms of finding all these hidden gems to work towards going.
This guy knows the script. He's really, Waleed's right. And wait till Waleed sees the finished Pontarend Bridge that's right out back here of WXX. That's one of my favorite places in Rochester. I got a text from a friend last week who was out for a jog and was in Lower Falls and went, I have never seen this. Oh my gosh. I'm going, yeah, it's amazing. There's multiple waterfalls on this river. It's right here. So yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time, and I'm not surprised to hear it from Waleed. But I am thinking a lot this hour, I have to say, about students and the campus experience. And the campus experience that I had, and the campus experience that students who don't have cars or don't want cars have. So that's a barrier. That's something that has to be addressed, and that's part of the challenge going forward. Another thing that is coming up here is 3 weekends away. I said 2 weekends. It's 3 weekends away. It's 2 weekends after Labor Day. The Rock Exploration Weekend. Can you tell us about that? Because that's kind of tied to this effort here. You want to start?
Absolutely. So Rock Exploration Weekend is September 13th through 15th. And the goal of this weekend at the end of the day is to get as many local area college students into Rochester to experience all it has to offer. So we are going to be hosting some structured events and then working a lot with local businesses, museums, and restaurants on providing really heavy student discounts, maybe beyond what they normally do, to allow students an opportunity to really get the full Rochester experience. So as we talked about earlier, they can see this as a place not just for now, but for 5-10 years down the road. So we're partnering with many local businesses like The Little, Strong Museum of Play, Eastman, Bar Bantam, Tai Chi Bubble Tea, a lot of different organizations, and then we're going to have some great raffles as well. We are going to host on the 13th a happy hour for some of our employers and area graduate students. We're very excited about that. On the 14th, we're hosting a career fair from 11 to 2 at Innovation Square, right downtown. for area employers and area students looking for internships or early career opportunities in their job search. So we love all of the collaboration and the feedback we've been getting on that so far is super exciting. And then on the Sunday of that weekend, the 15th, I am going to be taking a set number of area students to Drag Me to Brunch at Crisp. So we've bought out a good number of tickets there, and we're selling them at a heavily discounted price. So they're going for $10 a piece, and students are able to enter a lottery for that as well. So it's so exciting, and I'm so passionate about what's going on here, because the whole purpose of this weekend is, yes, we're going to have a career fair. Yes, we're going to have these structured events, but I want to get as many of the local students into Rochester as possible so they can explore and see what else is here.
So that's coming up in 3 weekends from now. Is there a schedule that people should find somewhere?
Yeah, so you can find all of the information about this for students and for local employers. If anyone's interested in participating in the career fair or students that are interested in attending, the information can be found at campusrock.org. And if you go under the Explore dropdown, that's where you'll go to Rock Exploration Weekend. It has links to all of these things. We're slowly but surely populating all of the discounts and raffles we're going to have. And we're thrilled about this and really looking forward to great participation from our area college partners.
Barb, you're 20-something, so what would they think about something like this?
They come every year, so they always have a great time and love to come downtown, love to just take advantage. And they always tell me, they're like, gosh, Mom, I had no idea there was so much to do downtown. So they love it. They never miss an event. Now, granted, they might feel like they have to come because I'm sponsoring, but no, they do. They love to come down. They love to experience and talk to a lot of different employers. It's a lot of fun, right? It's like get a group of friends, come on down, do some different things, meet some new people, network with employers. You just don't know where it's going to go. So, I mean, since we founded Campus Rock in just a few years, we've placed over 200 students in internships and in jobs. So we've got a lot of success behind us in a short amount of time. So we're really excited about that. And we're making our mark, one student at a time. So
I like the fact that you've got, just some restaurants kind of participating, different establishments like that. The podcaster, one of the most popular podcasters, Tim Ferriss, was saying recently that there is really good research and one way to sort of, in Tim's words, he'd say to level up your life, he would say is spend more time in 2 to 3 hour meals with people you love or who are close to you. Because one of the ways that we feel good in life is to sit down for long amounts of time with people who are close to us. And we sometimes do it at a restaurant, sometimes at home, sometimes, at a bar. But when we're as busy as we are, we often, you get to the end of the month and you just feel like you haven't seen anybody, you haven't stopped moving, you've been eating in your car for days. And part of what holds back communities is when people feel like, well, where are we going to go? There's nowhere to go. And the difference is you may have outdated ideas about that. And students who are new to Rochester are learning all the different things that are here, all the different things that places to go out to eat. Yeah, different bars and fun things to do. And there's a lot. There's a lot, but a lot of it's making sure it's on people's radar and getting it. I don't know, Maria, do your students know what's out there?
Oh, they know. One of the good things about the advertisement for Campus Rock is we're part of the distribution list. So we're constantly sending the emails out to the students. And I believe in the past few years, RIT has sponsored a bus to take our students down. That's part of our government and community relations folks who get a bus and get students down. So again, getting rid of that barrier, especially for students that this is their first, semester in Rochester, it's never too early to start exploring. So we try to break down that barrier. They get on the bus, go down, enjoy that weekend. It's a fantastic weekend. And, who knows, may meet a friend across the river. Right.
So all of that, we'll post it in our show notes online if you want to access the audio to this program later. If you want to share it with someone who would benefit from this, whether we're talking about Rock Retain or the upcoming Rock Exploration Weekend. Andrea, as a boomerang, how did you boomerang? What's your story here? Grew up here?
I did. So I was not born here. I'm actually from Ohio. But I was raised here.
What part of Ohio?
In Rochester. I was born in Columbus.
In Columbus, okay.
But my brother is a Bobcat, so I'm familiar with OU.
Oh, yeah.
And I was raised here from a very young age. And then I went away to college, away to grad school. And then my first job out of grad school was actually at Virginia Tech. So I lived in Blacksburg, Virginia for that. And then work, my then boyfriend, now husband, got a fabulous opportunity back up here in Rochester. And it was one of those opportunities you just can't turn around at and you can't ignore. So we took it, and I was lucky enough to get a job at RIT. And so that brought me back to Rochester at that time, where I stayed for the next nearly 9 years at RIT before moving over to this role on Campus Rock. And I can tell you, some of my fondest memories are when we moved back here and we were in our mid-20s living on Park Ave and walking to go get brunch with friends, or like I could walk to get a haircut. You know, it's those small little things that I loved so much. And I still, anytime I drive through that neighborhood, it's like instant nostalgia for me, because those are just some of the best memories that I have. And now, as you know, somebody in their mid-30s raising a family in Rochester, I'm so happy we came back, because it's such a phenomenal community for that. So I've been able to live out all of the really big moments and phases of my life in Rochester and have these fabulous experiences that I don't know if I believe other cities would have afforded me.
Where was it? Greg emailed to say, you shouldn't say that the city is not walkable. There are definitely walkable neighborhoods
for
in
sure.
Rochester. And Greg's right about that. And you just mentioned Park Ave.
Yeah.
The difference as I see it is this. Dina emailed earlier about her daughter living in Edinburgh and feeling like, I'm going to get on a bus and in 5 or 10 minutes and go anywhere.
Yeah.
The difference now is you can use transit to get around.
Yes.
Whether you're going to RIT to downtown or RIT to Red Wings game or Fairport to a brewery or whatever. But you can't be guaranteed that you're getting a bus or public transport in 5 or 10 minutes. It feels like you're planning a longer yes. day.
Yeah.
And so people will do it less often.
You right. need to have a little bit more intentionality to your movements.
And more planning.
And yeah. more planning.
Yeah. Right. Whereas if you live in Park Ave, you live in yeah. a lot of different areas, you may have a very walkable place that you're in. You're just going to, your experience will be mostly in that place and less in other possibly walkable neighborhoods
sure,
that you
yeah.
might get to with transit. That's all. That's just sort of the lay of the land. But I love this idea that you came back and had these great experiences.
Yeah, it's
and
been
I do,
a gift.
I wonder when you were moving back, was any part of you like, I can't believe I'm going back to Rochester, or were you excited to come back?
I think a little column A, a little column B, if I'm being honest. So when I moved away, we were always okay with trying and moving and living new places. And so I didn't have the idea in my head necessarily of moving back here, but we were really excited to kind of come back to our roots where our family is and experience everything that the city has to offer. And I would say any apprehension I had about the idea of coming back here went away very quickly upon our return, when we realized all that there was to do and to take advantage of and really engross ourselves in.
And you are coming from the one place that I often hear where people are like, well, you know, the Southwest, it gets really hot and, you know, there's scorpions. Texas is super hot. I'm not a big fan of bugs. Florida, very hot. Hurricanes. Eastern seaboard, possible hurricanes. Virginia, nothing. Virginia's got like no severe weather.
No severe weather.
It's like this midpoint of.
And you're living in the Blue Ridge Mountains. So I will say that. I mean, stunningly beautiful, but a lot less to offer, if that's okay for me to say.
Yeah.
You know, having lived there, a lot less to offer. And there's so much culture and history and diversity here in Rochester that I didn't really have access to in Virginia, right? So if I wanted to go out and have Lebanese food, or if I wanted to go out and, you know, experience different cultures and worlds, I couldn't necessarily do that as readily without having to travel a distance.
Yeah, it really is a great story, and it's a reminder of what we literally have here. I sound like a homer, but I'm someone who's been here for 21
we'll
years.
We'll take
and,
it.
And I have no intention. It's amazing how often when people say, oh, you know, I like the show, are you going to go to X, Y, and Z? And it's like, no, why would I want to leave here? I've got a great employer, but I'm in a great place.
No, we want to keep you here forever.
No, I'm with you there, Andrea. I hear you 100%, and I hope people feel that love. So there's a lot going on here. Listeners, we'll post in the show notes. Anything, Barb, real quick, anything you want to have listeners understand before we leave the hour here?
You know, I think the most important thing is just to check out through the talent strategy at the Greater Rochester Chamber. This is one of many of the programs that we offer that is all about, you know, bringing new talent into this region, retaining the talent that we have, and then connecting that talent to employment. So we've talked a lot about our Campus Rock program, but we have a Veterans Connect program. We have a relocation program. We have a great job board that's called GreaterRockCareers.com. And I can't really talk a lot about it, but I'll be launching a new program later on this year and looking forward to sharing that with you.
Well, you mean you could break some news right now.
It's very exciting, but top secret.
Yeah, no, we're really focused on you know, bringing in a global talent, so it'll be exciting.
All right, come talk to us later this year when you're ready to talk about that publicly.
Okay, will do.
And I've really appreciated that. Waleed, if you're going out anywhere, you got one free night, where are you going in Rochester? Where are you going to go hang out if you got free time for a night?
Oh, free time for a night? Oh, that's hard. But I would probably go somewhere in like the Pittsford area or the Fairport area.
You love the canal there, yeah.
I do love the canal because the water is really nice. I like the water. And I also get to always have ice cream around there. And the ice cream there is top notch. I think it's one of the best.
So many good places for ice cream. Waleed, thank you for telling your story. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you here. Barb, Andrea, Maria, thank you for telling these stories as well. We appreciate having you.
Thank you for having us.
And from the whole team at Connections, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.